Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, everybody. This is not Palm Springs. This is Minnesota. And I'm battling a cold. And I'm not real pleased about it, Dave Harrigan. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan. I mean, are we going to milk Rusty's old stories for a while? I mean, should Rusty file a complaint? I mean, he's off payroll. He's done with us. He's dead to us. Lose our number. And then here it is, 48 hours, I don't know, 72 hours after he said, see you later, suckers. And we're still playing one of his stories.
What do you think about that, Harrigan?
If
it's anything like the last time I got canned, we'll be hearing him for the next 9 months.
Well, let's be honest. We have some people here who are canned, and we're still playing their spots, too. So I don't think it's that rare. I'm a little groggy. I got to be honest. I got the head fog. I got the cold. I didn't have this when I was in Palm Springs, California, Harrigan.
No, I'm actually with you, too. I've had a sore throat over the weekend that's still hanging on. Not good. Don't like it.
Not good. And Q is real sick, so not good. But guess what? We'll get through. We will persevere. Bit of a scheduling change today. Overrated, underrated, properly rated will be at 12:35 because our friend Ken Barlow, who has been remarkably open about his battles with mental health, depression, other issues, publicly. He has joined us multiple times and talked about it. And Ken has been open recently about some challenging times. And Ken's candor is necessary. It is helpful. I wish he was not in this position. But the more we can remind folks that you are not alone in this, it can be excruciating. It can be difficult. We're trying to help you out. I am someone who's dealt with mental health issues over my life. I've sought help in different ways. We're getting better at medical access, financial access, acceptance. We still have a long ways to go. So Ken Barlow is going to be on with us at 105 with Ken's busy work schedule. It worked out best for Ken to join us at 105. Good stuff to get to. A lot of good stories. CNN, this story on digital blackface. I'm a bit confused. That's at 135. Chipper Scoggins. We got a sports smorgasbord. I don't know where we start, to be honest. There's so much going on. And prayer during the storm. Where do you stand on that one? But we're going to start with a poll on American values. By the way, you can always chime in. With the Cities One talk and text line, you want to chime in right now, boom, reach out to us, 651-461-9226. You can follow us on the Twitter machine, at Chad Hartman Show, at Dave_Harrigan. You can podcast the show anywhere you would like, and I am on the Instagram starting to put a second or third toe in the water. I would love if you would follow me on Instagram. Just pictures, just lighthearted fun, at Chad Hartman Show, just to make it easy. This is a Wall Street Journal poll, and I'll read from it. Patriotism, religious faith, having children, and other priorities that help define the national character for generations are receding in importance to Americans. 38% of respondents said patriotism was very important to them. 39% said religion was very important. That's down. Okay, so this is 1998 when they first asked this question. So 25 years ago, 70% deem patriotism to be very important. 62% said religion. A little more. The share of Americans who say that having children, involvement in their community, and hard work are very important values has also fallen. Tolerance for others. You can guess this one has fallen. Deemed very important to 80% of Americans as recently as 4 years ago, has fallen to 58% since then. How about that fall? And we know that's true. And by the way, it's not even 58%. Stop with it. So let's react to just what's taking place here. Tolerance for others. Now, where we draw the line on darkness, extremism, filth, disrespectful comments and behavior, I think we've even lost that. I feel like years ago, it wasn't that tough to say, come on, I know that's unacceptable. Now we can't even agree on that. When it's painfully obvious, seemingly, to a lot of people, but guess what? It's not. So I don't think it's close on tolerance and 58% who think that's very important. I think it should, but that doesn't mean tolerance covers every single thing. But I get it. It's a bit of a serpentine line how we draw what falls in each category. And now on patriotism. 70% deemed patriotism very important in 1998. 38% said patriotism was very important to them. What's patriotism, though? For some, when you are protesting, which is part of what our country is all about, by the way, let's add, some people, if they don't agree with the position of those who are protesting, say you're not being patriotic. Let's be clear. That's not rioting. That's not violence. That's not criminality. None of those are patriotic. None of them. And should be called out, no matter where you stand politically. But I think that's rather opaque on the definition of patriotism. Religion is more clear-cut. It's not completely, because some would say, well, religion, very important, means you're going to your place of worship. Others would say, is it somehow a part of your life? And again, 39% said religion was very important to them, compared to 62% said so in 1998. The tolerance one concerns me the most by far, as a person, by the way, who is on the radio giving very strong opinions on certain issues. I, for me, think we should be allowed, and we are, to understand what goes beyond just normal tolerance, as I said before. I think it's way below 58%. Religion, I've said many times, I think there's probably life after this. I think there's probably some sort of spiritual being. I'm not convinced, and there's no proof, by the way. It's your belief, and your belief can matter more than anything. So you can have core values for many reasons, and if religion is one of them, bravo, good on you. Just accept that doesn't mean someone's inferior if they don't. Just like, by the way, if someone does not believe in religion or it is not very important to them, you don't have to look in a condescending way to those who are religion. And patriotism, again, too much of our patriotism is now tied to, if you agree with me, you're a patriot. If you don't agree with me, you're not a patriot. So when you consume this information, what part of this stands out to you? What part concerns you? What part do you agree with? And do you really care? For some, they might say, this is why our country is not what it used to be. Others would say, come on, we're allowed to, obviously we're allowed to evolve in our views individually, collectively, and this doesn't concern me at all. I would love to have a lot of feedback on this one through calls and texts. This is a Wall Street Journal poll on some numbers I just have laid out. I want your involvement. I want to hear from Dave right when we come back, but you also. Phone call, elaborate, expand, provide some nuance. Text, be more direct, whatever works best for you. 651-461-9226. Again, 651-461-9226. I got the theme today, Eric Clapton coming to town. We're playing Eric Clapton today. We'll get into that throughout the day. I want to get to your texts on this poll. It's, as you've heard for the last 90 minutes, it's just another tragic day, but it's just another day in America where, guess what? Three kids are killed at a Nashville elementary school. Three kids killed at a Nashville elementary school. We're going to go to CBS News at the bottom of the hour to get a further update on another grotesque story when an elementary school is attacked in this manner. On the poll, Dave, what stood out to you most?
What stood out to me is kind of how a lot of these things to me pointed to the, I guess, you know, we call it the siloing ourselves, you know, shutting ourselves off from the outside world or from other opinions or from other people. You know, things like, you know, I don't know if any one of these things that they talked about, religion or community involvement or, you know, whatever it is, I don't know if any one is a giant red flag, but all of them put together is kind of put to me as, man, we really are getting away from being a community in a lot of ways. You know, if religion isn't important, well, we're not then getting together with our neighbors at church. Community involvement, I think that speaks for itself. You know, even having kids, that, you know, brings us closer to neighbors and other, you know, parents around the around our neighborhoods that we'd likely never meet and talk to and perhaps become friends with. So that's what kind of, I guess that's what stood out to me most of the lot is a lot of this pointed to maybe we're just becoming a country that's siloing ourselves off even more so than we do, and just, you know, our political leanings.
Among the texts coming in, patriotism, once the media decided that the people that attacked our Capitol were patriots, I stopped being a patriot. Anyone who showed up just to hear Donald Trump speak, for me, that doesn't make them a non-patriot, okay? I think they were buying a lie because he lost. He lost that day. He lost in court over and over again. But guess what? Just by listening to the President of the United States or someone else doesn't take away your patriotism. Entering the Capitol with a weapon or without a weapon is not patriotic. Some were more violent and clearly were insurrectionists. Those individuals, where's Nancy? Hang Mike Pence. There's not a speck of patriotism. Nothing about that. Going in there because you just were following the crowd, that's not patriotic also. Believing that Donald Trump won and supporting him, that can be. Believing in a candidate is a form of patriotism. Believing in a candidate when they clearly have lost is foolish. But I don't think that takes away from your patriotism. Acting on it, imposing your values, or using violence is very, very different. More text at 651-461-9226. We're going to go to CBS Update on Nashville here in just a couple of minutes. Tired of tolerance. We don't have to accept bad behavior as tolerance. Just because someone does it, it doesn't mean we have to be tolerant. Dave, you with me on, I think the numbers are lower than the poll said on acceptance of tolerance. It's another gray area on when you might accept something and say we should be tolerant about it versus I might look at it and say, no, there's no tolerance necessary in that because it's so outrageous or vice versa, or other people can have different views. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that is. And it's very easy to pick and choose what we're tolerant about, too.
Oh, yes. I just had an American Value Meal at the Patriot Grill, all red meat, and I got indigestion. Is that where you're going, Dave?
It sounds delightful. Get some Freedom Fries on the side.
Yes, that's right. Somebody's mad about no conversation earlier about the Wolves' win over Golden State. I'm sure Vanita, with multiple sports updates, talked about it. Adam and Jordana, they don't always talk sports. Trust me, I was tweeting about it constantly last night, and we'll be a part of the conversation with our friend Chip Scoggins when we get to Chip at about 2:05. Female shooter kills three children and three adults. Shooter, they believe from eyewitness accounts, inner teens killed by an officer. I walked down today. I saw it. I thought, here we go again. Whereas years and years ago, you'd sit down and you'd think, this can't happen. There's no place in America where you should say, this can't happen. It happens way too much. We lead the world in it, and we are failing epically. More details here, CBS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.